Vox Quick Hits.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
I'm Alana Okin, deputy editor at Vox.com's The Goods. I edit an essay series about the purchases we make, big and small, that affect our lives. This week, we have a piece by comedian and writer Josh Gondelman about the best $80 he's ever spent on TSA PreCheck status. Here's Josh.
The only thing better than arriving at a destination and finding no line to get in is realizing there is a line and getting to cut straight to the front. You get the gratification of your roller coaster ride or purchase or concert entry faster, and you receive the added benefit of feeling better than other people. Not qualitatively better, just luckier. For one brilliant moment, you're the one who's friends with the band, or at least the one who remembered to call weeks ahead to reserve a table. Someone has to be first in line, right? And why not you? Of all the lines we wait in, the one to pass through airport security might be the worst. The baseline barrage of privacy invasions you undergo just to get to your gate is comical in its authoritarian overreach. You take off your shoes to prove that they're not bombs. Then you pull out your toiletries, which you have already separated into too small to be a bomb quantities, to prove that they are also not bombs. You put your laptop on the conveyor belt so it can be scanned for any bomb-like properties. And that's the simplest, most privileged experience of airport security. It's the level I face as a white cisgender person. But there's an additional level of scrutiny given to anyone who is singled out for attention after they've been randomly pulled out of line or their gender is intrusively questioned. And all the while, an impatient TSA employee shouts instructions at you as if you should be intimately familiar with every specific requirement, as if you also spent all day, every day, immersed in these strange and arbitrary rules. It seems like a slightly misguided tone. When you get in line at Dunkin' Donuts, they don't condescendingly bellow the coffee options at you. TSA could be more like that. Just say, "Please remove your belt," without the eye roll. Why do you have to be such a cop about being a cop? The whole time, you're plagued by the nagging feeling that none of it matters, that the security apparatus is all a charade. We've all seen the exposés showing how a local news team can smuggle contraband through a checkpoint. At least once, I've accidentally left a water bottle in my bag, only to have it pass undetected through an X-ray analysis. It always leaves me feeling like I've inadvertently pulled off an Ocean's 11-style heist. But for the very reasonable price of $85 over 5 years and a brief screening interview, though the price has gone up since I got it, TSA PreCheck allows you to bypass the worst inconveniences and humiliations of air travel. You can leave your shoes on. You can leave your belt on. You can leave your sweater on. You can leave your laptop and toothpaste in your bag. And, arguably more importantly, you receive the smug satisfaction of passing the interminable security line for a place in a more manageable queue. You feel connected, prepared, and enveloped by a sense of relative calm. "I've earned this," you think to yourself. "I'm living the life of luxury I'd always imagined." Just because you didn't have to walk through a body scanner in your socks or, whew, barefoot. Our standards for comfort at the airport are so low, and yet exceeding them provides so much joy. It's not even like anything that exciting is waiting for you on the other side of security. For being a safe traveler, you're rewarded with the privilege of buying a soggy $12 sandwich and hunkering down in a waiting area while, for some reason, CNN plays on 100 screens. Not to mention, you get to use bathrooms that look like the tile was filthy and wet from the moment it was put down. And sure, yeah, I guess that after all of that, you get to participate in the engineering marvel that is air travel. But it's not what you're getting that matters. It's what you're missing. It is an amazing trick that TSA can make walking through a standard metal detector feel as refreshing as a stroll through Central Park. I fall for it every time, like a child whose grandfather keeps magically finding quarters behind his ear. And it's all for the cost of a few dozen dollars, plus the willingness to wade neck deep into a moral gray area. My wife and I got TSA PreCheck status 3 years ago. We were able to because we had $160 of disposable income, an afternoon we could comfortably take off of work, and no criminal records. There was a lot of privilege at work to make this possible. But if I ever had to give up my PreCheck status, there wouldn't be enough $14 plastic bottles of in-flight bourbon in the world to drown my sorrows. PreCheck status is incredible. But that doesn't mean it's good. It's not a new observation that the American justice system has two tiers. The wealthy, and often the white, have the ability to twist and pervert it for their own gain, bending rules or financing their wholesale rewriting. And those who lack the means to distort the system for their own ends are subjected to the pitiless letter of the law. Nowhere is the bifurcated nature of American justice more nakedly on display than in the presence of the TSA PreCheck line. While the general boarding class is subjected to all manner of indignity, the people with PreCheck breeze through while experiencing just the briefest overture of security theater. It's hard not to look at the literal fast lane afforded to the haves and the backlog of bureaucracy assigned to the have-nots without seeing parallels. By allowing purchasers to bypass the most obnoxious overreach of the national security apparatus, the very existence of TSA PreCheck is both deeply fucked up and a phenomenal return on investment. Not only that, but you're essentially paying money to become complicit in the surveillance state. If an institution wants to map your comings and goings and track your personal data, and they do, they should have to pay you money, or at the very least, invent Facebook. Instead, the US government has created a system where you pay them to more easily keep tabs on you, just so you can avoid a system of inconveniences that feel arbitrary and possibly unnecessary in the first place. And I would be remiss if I didn't reiterate, it is worth every penny. By all logic, PreCheck shouldn't exist. We shouldn't have to sacrifice privacy for convenience, and we shouldn't be allowed to pay to bypass necessary security measures for a small fee. Either no one deserves these privileges, or we all do. That said, if you have the money and the time, it is easily worth the $17 a year to travel with a sliver of dignity intact and to feel, just for a moment, like you have a fast pass at the world's most boring amusement park.